households are going to be better protected from high energy bills triggered by spikes in gas prices. That's what the government is saying. It's announced a shake-up in the way electricity is priced. Let's speak to Paul Deleu, Director of the Energy Transition Institute. Hello there, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Okay, so can you explain to us, this is very technical, but what is being proposed here?
Yeah, so we had two major energy shocks in the last 4 years, and the government really wants to kind of reduce the volatility of prices and kind of stabilize far more what we pay for electricity. So what the government is proposing is to price electricity different in the future. So a lot of the electricity we currently generate isn't priced at the cost of generation. It is priced at the cost of the highest cost of generation, which is typically gas. And then everybody gets a higher price, and as consumers, we pay for that. And what the government is now looking to do is to break that link and actually we pay for what it actually costs to generate the electricity rather than the higher prices we currently pay.
I can't imagine the energy companies are too happy about that. That would hit them in the pocket, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so but it is a reality of the market. Other countries have already done it. If you go to France, electricity prices are substantially lower, and because they're using a lot of nuclear power, and again, a very different mechanism. If you go to Spain or to Portugal, which use a lot of solar and wind, actually it's a lot cheaper as well. So it's going to benefit the consumer, but it's the reality where the market is going. As we get more and more renewables, particularly wind and solar and batteries into the mix, our electricity supply is going to change, and therefore the pricing system has to change. And what you see happen today is the kind of start of actually changing it in the UK as well.
That's the start then. And there has been a lot of pressure and a lot of conversation around getting that process started for quite some time. Why do you think they're doing it now?
So the market we currently have has been very successful for decades, and it was very successful because we used to have gas on our doorstep in the North Sea, and we used gas for heating our homes, we still do. But as we see more and more renewables, particularly wind, coming into the mix, of course the market is changing and the market dynamics need to change. So that's why the government is looking at options, but it will require a wholesale change of the market, how it gets priced, who gets what, and that is not easy to do because it's a fundamental shift of how we operate.
When will people start to feel this in their pockets? When will they start to notice their bills going down?
So that clarity wasn't really provided in all the detail today. I think there really is an indication this is going to take time. Unfortunately, I can't give people the detail on when they're going to see it, but the end point should be if we weaken the link between gas prices and electricity prices, we'll see the benefit coming in the next couple of years.
Okay, Paul Deleu, thank you, Director of the Energy Transition Institute. It's quarter